Did you know since the beginning of time, hate has proven to be the ultimate destroyer? Let's get into it.
Let's reverse engineer. Why is it like in the state of New York, there are more black babies being murdered in the womb than are alive? So the words of Margaret Sanger has turned out to be prophetic. And also the abortion agenda is a multi-billion dollar industry.
So guys, the name of this show is called The Enemy Within, which is hate. I personally, and what you can see happening right now in terms of what's happening in America, and you can also look within your own personal lives, within families, within friendships, hate has been the ultimate destroyer. And I understand what's happening now in this just this high political environment. And I can tell you in my personal life, political politics has never played such a role and such a divide in and has trickled down and completely has taken over people's everyday lives. And in this season, I have personally endured as well as witnessed 30-year friendships. I'm talking about, I can give you countless of stories of people that I personally know to this day that have lost childhood friends because of the political climate. Family members have been torn in half, family members ostracizing other family members. And one of the things that I am seeing is the main conspirator or the main culprit is hate. And we're going to tackle that today. Now, one of the things I understand, a debate, when you are very adamant and strong and opinionated in terms of how you look at things, in terms of your political views, how you look at your spiritual walk, I understand those things can get a bit contentious, but you can't allow hate to divide your family and friends. So one of the things that I want to talk about and get into today, I have a lot of tools in my tool belts when it comes to when I read the word, spending time educating my word with the kingdom of God. And so this actually is a really good, I want to plug this tool, and I want to provide this tool to you, but it's literally called Bible Study Tools. And it had this really short article. So I'm just going to only read one paragraph, but it has this really, really good article when it comes to hate. So I want to read that for you. So it says, hatred is a feeling that can be both godly and sinful, depending on what it is that is causing us to hate. Then it goes on to say, the Bible speaks of loving God and hating evil and hating the assembly of evildoers and hating falsehood. The more we become like Christ and understand the love of God, the more we will begin to hate hypocrisy, godlessness, and evil of the world. However, we are also warned over and over in the Bible how hatred and bitterness can destroy us. God tells us in Scripture that hate is a heart issue and that someone who hates a brother is a murderer. We are encouraged to love one another, keep short records of wrongs, and forgive others, not harboring bitterness or anger in our hearts. So that's good. So I'm actually going to back this up with the Word of God, but listen. Before I get into the ultimate truth, the only truth, which is the Word of God, listen, if you are the one, you cannot allow the hate for a man that you have never seen, you have never met, and more than likely will never lay eyes on in person. And that is what's happening. We have a hate for a man that has been pushed by the false prophets that also is called the news, the media. So we have to understand that. And I have experienced this in my own personal life. My husband has, my kids have, and we have to stop it. So again, we're going to take it to the Word of God. So I'm going to be reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 13 through 32. And this is from the English Standard Version. And it reads, "Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro from the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds up in love." So I'm going to skip down to verses 25. "Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corruption talk come out of your mouths, but only such as it good for the building up, as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Praise God. Amen. This part of the show is called Unscripted, which is brought to you by Be Well Property Services. They service all of your apartment community needs.
But one of the problems with the civil rights movement was that there was far too many men and women who were willing to sell out the community. And a lot of powerful, influential African Americans knew that they had to be willing to turn and look the other way in order to advance their own personal political agendas.
In 1972, those members of the Congressional Black Caucus, such as Charles Diggs, did not trust the abortion industry or those who were espousing population control or family health, and they were suspicious of them. But when the money began to flow, just as it was with Jesse Jackson, when he found out that indeed he could get funding and monies to run for presidents from these people, he flip-flopped in his position. Because he once said, "Abortion is black genocide. What happens to a mind of a person in the moral fabric of a nation that can abort a baby without a pang of conscience? Where will we be 20 years from today?" But when Reverend Jesse Jackson realized he needed money to run for president, all of a sudden the most important civil rights issue is a woman's right to choose.
In 1975, Jesse Jackson called for the ban of abortion through a constitutional amendment. And in an interview in Jet magazine, he referred to abortion as genocide. But Jesse Jackson, on the other hand, wanted to become president. And the Democratic Party at that time had sold out completely to Planned Parenthood and the eugenics crowd. And Jesse Jackson went along to get along. And don't ever think that he was the only one. The unfortunate thing we face, whether we're talking about individuals or organizations, there's never been a shortage of black leaders who are willing to sell us down the river if it's enough money and political power in it for them.
I've been grappling with the fact that the NAACP is in bed with the very organization that has brought black genocide to our community. Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, has tried on at least three occasions to bring to this organization's attention the black genocidal plot of people like Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood to exterminate the black community. And the stonewalling has been astounding. Alveda King literally has gone to the street along with myself to say to the NAACP, please deal with this issue of black genocide. The NAACP has responded by hiding and trying to prevent their convention goers to hear about black genocide. They've even gone to the extent of using buses to block our demonstration about black genocide in front of Cobo Hall, where their convention was going on. They have literally put black paper across their windows so that the convention goers at the NAACP convention could not see the demonstration going outside that included Alveda King. There is definitely a conspiratorial plot being hatched and has been hatched by the NAACP to keep from their people the fact that they are co-conspirators in the genocide of their own people.
When you look at the number of African Americans who portrayed us over the years, it's not always clear whether they are uninformed or just out and out traitors. When we see pro-choice politicians defending abortion on television, do they really understand the implications of abortion and that it is certainly used for black genocide?
Reverend Benjamin.
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
Go ahead. Your thoughts?
We jumped right into it because I wasn't caught up in the video. But
yeah, we usually would have like paused and had words, but this needed to run through in its entirety, right?
Before we get into that video, it's always a pleasure to see you on this show doing your thing. It's not like we see each other every day, and we haven't seen each other every day for the last 25 years. So when I see you on the show, it's almost like I'm looking at you for the first time.
Who's matching whose swag? Tell them the truth. Don't even lie.
I had to throw that in there real quick because you look good.
Thank you, baby.
I like your short hairstyles. You know, I know I was calling you bald head in the beginning, but now it's growing on me. You're looking good. But back to the video, kind of want to loosen the tone up a little bit.
Right.
I didn't know we were going to jump into the NCAA. That kind of, we were talking about this before, but maybe we kind of can jump into the NAACP.
Well, first I want to shout out. Yeah. This is and our next few videos that we're going to be presenting to you guys, for the most part, the first few is from an amazing documentary called MyAlpha 21. Again,
right.
MyAlpha 21. So we're going to be giving the link so you can watch the
entire
documentary in its fullness. But it's M as in Mike, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, 21, MyAlpha 21. And this video, it is groundbreaking, and it just exposes the black sellouts. This is what I've
been... sellouts.
The real sellouts. And it has nothing but proof and receipts and documents and memos and just articles and of what... And as you saw in that clip that just played, we all know every black person and every white person knows who Reverend Jesse Jackson is. And in the beginning of his career, he started out on the right side which is righteousness. And he was one of our biggest advocates pushing against this black genocide, also known as abortion. But because of the love of money, once he saw that did not serve his own personal agenda, then he betrayed us.
Yeah, well, so not necessarily always love of money, but in order for him to side on the side from
his personal
political goals to become the president. But politicians flip-flop all the time. He just played the game, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
But this is not a flip-flop. A flip-flop is if I at one point believed in, taxes, you know, being high or being low. I don't know. And maybe that's not a good thing. But, yeah,
he definitely chose one side.
Yeah, flip-flopping is good. I said something recently, like Trump recently flip-flopped on he was against TikTok. And once he was educated on just how good TikTok and how wide sweeping in terms of its reach was, and it actually helped him get reelected, then he actually flip-flopped. That's a flip-flop, but that doesn't constitute to lives lost. When Jesse Jackson did not flip-flop on abortion, he literally sold out his own people. And as the Reverend said, it's basically treasonous what he did, and what a lot of the Black people, like the other Reverend Jesse James, that are doing, who are more prominent today and more recognizable in terms of their face and their names. It is pretty much treasonous, because they know that abortion is the agenda to eradicate, to exterminate the Black people.
It's just so many layers to it.
Yeah.
You know, whether we use the term flip-flop or change your mind or change your direction, or at one point you were this way, the reality is he sold out.
Yeah.
And he sold out for the money. And a lot of quote-unquote Black leaders, as they prop up Black leaders, sell out for the coin.
But can I be honest here? Like, the title of this video, I titled this clip, because we know where it comes from the documentary My Alpha. Mm-hmm. But for the sake of this show, I titled it Black Sellouts, because it's important to know, because we get so much pushback. We get so many people coming to us, calling us bootlickers and Uncle Toms and all of this stuff. And when we're presenting to you the truth that there is a lineage of pastors and influencers and people within the academia, and we're specifically talking about Black people who have collected their 30 pieces of silver, and they have not only sold their souls, but they have sold out their own people, Black people, when they know more than the average Black person of the origins and what the true agenda of the abortion industry is. So they are the worst of us.
So the wild thing about, when you think about it, and I guess I'll get your opinion on it, why do you think for the most part, how did this happen in your opinion, to where the division amongst especially Black people, I like to call it a civil war, amongst Black people, because it seems to me that the agendas that's always been pushed is to keep us fighting one another and separated. Like, it's okay to have a difference of opinion, but how does that difference of ideology and that difference of opinion lead to, like, the destroyer of families and the destroyer of society? And is it at any point at any time where you slow down and be like, wait a minute, okay, we may not agree on this opinion, but let's have an open dialogue, because sometimes by having that open dialogue, you could be swayed and changed. Mm-hmm. Like, but if you come into the conversation with thinking that there's no way that you are wrong and could be wrong or maybe ill-informed, then you get emotionally attached to the way that you feel, and then therefore you get, you know, defensive when someone gives you a difference of opinion. And I think that is just pushed on society in the whole, but especially poured into our community.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want to jump from video to video, but I don't want to jump. But that's why I can't wait. And we'll talk about that later, about the NAACP and the role that they play in the division of the black community.
Yeah, they've been bought and sold for a long time. But the reason why we see what we see today within the Black community, because, again, I don't want to get ahead ahead of myself because we're going to be getting into that in our next video. But they have been wildly successful. And I can tell you that it's because people's hearts were already corrupt. Because I know that I'm not perfect and we make mistakes. But if someone comes to me and say, hey, if I give you A, B, and C, no matter how grand, opulent that is, there's no way in the world that you cannot present anything to me that is going to make me participate in the eradication of my own people. And even more importantly, I understand that what we do on this side of heaven is going to count for all of eternity. So there is a much bigger piece of who I am, who I have to stand before, you know, when my time is up on this side of heaven, and I don't want to have to be left having to answer to God Almighty why I did something. So that's why they have been wildly successful, because the lineage of Black people, the Black Boule, that have sold out and they have been successful into taking over the culture, academia, entertainment, sports, and now, because they have been so wildly successful, it's just a way of life. So now you can't tell your cousins who you be going back and forth with, or my cousins, or these crazy people that be hopping on our social media, because to them, no, abortion is healthcare. Yeah. Abortion is a woman's right to choose. Yeah. And even here we are presenting irrefutable facts of it's Black people who have led the charge in sending our people to into the gates of hell.
Yeah, but so someone said a key point. Shout out to my main man, Mike. What's up, Mike? I'm gonna shout you out, Mike. He said a key point. He was like, you know, when people are brainwashed, it's too late, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the washing has already started.
But remember, we, our super fan, one of our super fans,
called
us and she said it usually takes several years to get deprogrammed.
So it just goes. So I know you had another video you wanted to talk about.
So and again, I'm just gonna keep it real. So this is another clip that I have taken from the amazing documentary My Alpha 21.
Yeah.
But for the sake of this show, I actually titled it "How the Government Has Sold Out the Black People." So let's roll clip two.
Who could apply to the government for permission to have a child, and if approved, they would be given an antidote to the population control chemicals they had ingested in their food and water. Interestingly, the idea that government should have some sort of licensing agreement to regulate who would and would not be allowed to give birth was not a new one. In 1934, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger had proposed that the U.S. government implement a system in which women would not have the legal right to have a child without a permit from the government, and that these permits would only be good for one baby.
But eventually, proposals like forced sterilization, chemicals in the food and water supply, and government control of childbearing were abandoned by most people in the eugenics movement. Despite the fact that many of them openly advocated such ideas, they would come to realize that there was really no practical way to carry them out. But for all their failures, what the eugenics movement had accomplished was to lay the foundation for the next phase of their plan. And this is where they would find the success that they had been chasing for over 100 years.
You see?
That's crazy.
And so, and I'm sorry, because, you know, I'm riled up. So I literally feel myself getting... Don't do that. Keep it serious. Go ahead.
Can't help myself.
You sure can't.
It says you're riled up. We're on TV. This is a family show. All right, get back to the script. You know, that was funny.
No, it wasn't.
You can laugh if you want to.
Mm-mm.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Let me switch gears here. This is why this is unscripted. Because here I am trying to make my wife laugh, but she's so serious right now.
I am.
Listen, so let me ask you a question. Why are you so riled up? What's the issue? Put it out there.
The reason why I'm so riled up and, you know, it has nothing to do with you, it's because one of the hardest things, and we talk about this all the time, one of the hardest things on being on the side of righteousness and being a Black conservative is fighting for the ignorant, fighting for the foolish.
Those who don't know.
And then those are the one that gives you the most resistance and the most hate and the most animus and vitriol. And they think they know when they are the most clueless, foolish, and stupid people. And we're going to see now with a lot of the naysayers when we present them with the facts. So we're talking about, like I said, the government is also, and again, the name of this show is called What the Enemy from Within. So when we say the enemy from within, we're talking about the Black people that have sold out Black people. We're going to talk about how the government has been instrumental and played the key role in eradicating Black people as well. So, and so with the government, that's who on a Democrat side are in government who pushes this abortion agenda, which is a Black genocide. And the Word of God talks about there is nothing new under the sun. And because this playbook has served to be one of the most successful, wildly successful playbooks, why alter it? Why deviate from it? So what has been happening for decades and decades in terms of the government using their useful idiots and pawns, Black and white alike, is still what is happening, even more so today. That's why I'm riled up.
Yeah, I get it. But just, you know, it's sometimes you can say things to people, and it just don't matter how you say it.
Yeah,
they won't receive it.
Yeah,
because first of all, they would have to believe it, and then, or at least in their mind, they would have to. In their mind, they would have to think some of it has some level of truth to it.
Yeah.
Well, see, I talk firsthand from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, there are communities out there where mothers who can live in government assisting programs or government assisting housing.
Mm-hmm.
But if the father happens to have like a felony, or if he went to jail or something happened, that he can't live in those government assisted housing and then what happens is just perpetuates the cycle. It just happens over and over again. So all these things are set in place specifically designed to destroy families and Black families.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that, just by simply just stuff that's laid out there, I would like to say, not necessarily common sense, but look into it a little bit. Why would you be surprised with the fact that they're trying to destroy the Black community?
Yeah.
This is not like, this is no secret that the difference or the amount of Black men that's incarcerated in comparison to any other population. I'm not saying that the community itself doesn't have its own faults, because I'm just saying these so many constructs that have been set inside in society that people have operated in as causing these issues to happen over and over again, whether it be the music in society, whether it be the drugs, whether it be the drug use, whether it be where the drugs are actually positioned at, whether it be the educational system, whether it be all these pieces that's linked to the eradication of Black people.
Yeah.
And then the number one is, of course, abortion. And by spinning it to saying it's your body and your choice and it's your decision and nobody else's decision and nobody else's choice, and you get people behind that, of course, if you want to tell a woman what to do with her body, she's going to be offended. No one's saying what you can do with your body. We're saying what you can do with that child's body.
Yep.
That child that's inside of you, body.
That's good.
That child inside of you has rights. And who's going to fight for the rights that's inside of you?
Exactly.
That's the concept. That slow it down to a lower level of common sense. You already made a choice with your body.
So it's
the
not,
decision that you made with your body was to have sex. That was your body.
Yeah.
That was your choice. And from your body and from your choices, now you have conceived or got pregnant with a child. relinquish those rights.
That is correct.
Because now somebody else's rights.
That is correct.
Your job is to protect what's inside of
that
you.
That is correct.
Not kill it.
That is correct. And that's the thing. It's not, like you said, it's not about trying to impede the right of a woman having autonomy or having rights over their body. And again, you forfeited those rights when you decide to, you know, lay down with a man. Men, you forfeited those rights to decide what to do with your body when you decide to lay up with the woman. Now that when another life, a whole nother body is on the inside of you, then that's...
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Just because the world told you having sex is fun, God created sex specifically to replenish and multiply the earth.
And it's to be sex. It's between...
Oh, husband and wife.
Husband and wife.
That's why sex is here.
Yeah.
Just because you've been tricked into believing that sex is for your own personal gain or to satisfy your flesh because the devil done told you and videos done told you and culture done told you that this is what sex is all about. So if you happen to get pregnant, oh, guess what? We got a cure for that.
Yeah.
Abortion.
Yeah.
That's not what sex is for. So if you're so caught up in the concept that you don't even know what sex is for in the first place, then you're not going to appreciate the fact that you have this wonderful gift on the inside of you in
Correct.
The first place.
And another thing that has happened, I made my notes because I didn't want to forget that. I like to call it the lights, camera, and action effects. So what happens, like you have these prominent faces like the Joy Reid and Roland Martin or Martin Roland?
I don't know about that.
Anyway, I call him the Pillsbury Doughboy. you have these prominent black faces. And what happens is with black people, but anybody, but we're specifically right now, I'm addressing my brown and black sisters and brothers. We get caught up in the lights, camera, and action effect where you have these people and they have these conglomerates behind them, these major news network, and they come from these Ivy Leagues or historical black colleges, and they talk a good game. They're very well spoken. Their tailored suits, or they come from that, and we get caught up in we don't understand that they're no good, the ear tickling effect, and we have to learn how to see past that. That's why I tell people to question everything and stop getting caught up. It's just like women, no good men, they can talk a good game, but we know that he got like 10 baby mamas over here, but he talk a good game, but he's like, nah, you nasty, you foul, you got 10 baby mamas.
And you about to be next.
And you about to be next.
11.
So that's the same with black people that they prop up and put in front of you guys.
Yeah. You know, I say
good.
Look, I know you want to get to the next video, but I want to say something about that. Like, again, we are the only community.
The only people group
or community in the world, or especially in this country, where they give us our leaders.
Yeah.
Where they prop up our leaders. Where they tell us that's our leader.
Yeah.
Man, I know so many white people, they leaders of their own castle. Leaders of their own household. They don't have to look to
gestures,
entertainers and people of the world to say that's their leader and they're going to follow behind it. And since when did, you know, black people get a monopoly on other black people? It's just the craziest concept
that
in the world.
That in itself.
And people fall for it every day. Like, you have to think this way. If you think anything different, like, we have to have hive minds. If you think anything outside of what they want you to think, then you are a sellout. You're going to live your entire life following the pack. That's what you're going to decide to do. You're going to live your entire life following the rest of the world and what they tell you to what
and
you should think.
And people you've never seen, you've never known, you never broke bread with. You don't know who they really are behind closed doors. And you are allowing them to give you your marching orders and tell you who to hate. And you guys carry it out. And it don't matter if it's family members, 30-year friendships, or not. And that is truly just breathtaking to me. You don't know no Maxis. You don't know these people. And they tell you, hate this man, hate this man, hate this man, hate these.
And what they don't realize,
they
don't realize that it's all tied to a monetary gain.
Yes.
It's all about money. If they create enough noise on whatever projects that they deem as social issues. Their 501Cs are attached to these social issues.
And even deeper than that, they are also, when it as it relates specifically to abortion, these figureheads are paid to lie to you and keep you in line.
That's correct.
And keep you believing that killing your own baby is healthcare. They're paid handsomely.
They have convinced you to kill your legacy.
That's why they're propped up. That's why you see them. The Jasmine Crockett, they are paid to keep you dumb and ignorant. Again, the true sellouts. Okay, let's move on.
Real sellouts.
Yeah, the real sellouts. And so speaking of this, this is to let you know that how far we have fallen from grace as Black people, because there was a time not too long ago where we knew good and darn well what abortion is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is proofless, and this is again, this is another clip, because I have to shout this out because I have personal ties to people who have put this video together from My Alpha 21. So this is another clip, but for the sake of this video, it's titled How Black People Once Knew. Let's roll clip 3.
Planned Parenthood focused its marketing on the African American community and located the vast majority of its facilities in Black neighborhoods.
What Planned Parenthood and the rest of the eugenics movement did not count on was that many Blacks did not want to reduce their numbers. In fact, they saw high birth rates as the most effective way to increase their power in the American political system. The other reality was that an increasing number of African Americans were becoming suspicious that a hidden agenda was behind the birth control revolution. Even those who once supported the idea of population control were beginning to sense that it actually meant Black population control. This feeling was evident in June of 1970 when the Black Caucus walked out of the first National Congress on Optimum Population and Environment being held in Chicago. Felton Alexander of the National Urban League and the chairman of the Black Caucus said the action was taken because of clear and unmistakable evidence that the purpose of the conference was to legitimize the extermination of the Black population. By this time, many other civil rights advocates were beginning to see the same thing.
Contraceptives will become a form of drug warfare against the helpless in this nation. Jesse Jackson, 1971.
There is a campaign to bombard the poor with pills and potions. If this movement continues, we soon may be accused of fighting poverty by eliminating the poor and overcoming hunger by removing the hungry. New York Congressman Hugh Carey, 1966.
Here it is. Under the cover of an alleged campaign to alleviate poverty, white supremacist Americans and their dupes are pushing an all-out drive to put rigid birth control measures into every Black home. No such drive exists within the white American world.
There it is,
Black Unity Party, 1968.
Birth control and sterilization in the wrong hands would be more deadly to Negroes than all the tanks, riot guns, cattle prods, billy clubs, and shackles we have overcome in the past.
Dr. Leroy Swift, obstetrician, gynecologist, 1968.
As it became clear that a growing number of African Americans were connecting the dots between birth control and Black genocide, eugenics organizations began calling for the U.S. government to add birth control chemicals to the nation's food and water supply. It was even suggested that this strategy could be specifically targeted at urban neighborhoods. This idea was widely embraced in the eugenics movement and taken seriously enough by the government to be discussed at a 1969 meeting at the United Nations.
That is wow. I'm almost saying I learned something from an individual who worked for the water company in New York for years. And he was telling me, we had a conversation about how there's a certain level of chlorine that they put in the water. Mm-hmm. And he said if they put, you know, too much chlorine that, you know, when you take a shower, you know, stuff could kill you because it's monitored.
It makes you docile.
It's monitored. But here's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So there is in the main, the water main, there's a switch that goes from one direction of town into the other side of town. Mm-hmm. So if they turn the switch a certain way, the water that's going, quote unquote, to Flint, Michigan, mm-hmm. could go to Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Mm. But depending on where that main is turned and where that valve is turned, the direction is turned, will determine where that water is. So that is not unrealistic. When you hear it and then you understand how things work, you're like, whoa, hey, look. It's the proof is there.
Yeah.
They've done the research.
And they've done their research.
It's crazy.
And so now you understand. So when we present to you what real white supremacy is, I just pray to God in the name of Jesus that you now are you still, like it's coming together why they say white supremacy on the things that is absolutely, first of all, has nothing to do with white supremacy. Has nothing to do with white supremacy. And as a matter of fact, not only do they stamp things that just because they don't agree with, but they actually call good things what should be, what is righteous, what is good, what is kind, what is just, white supremacy. So you have to understand that they use white supremacy to muddy the waters, to delegitimize what's good. And so, and that's why I tell you guys, listen, you can miss me with that. That's why I tell, you know, when you start calling, you know, white supremacy, whether it's Donald Trump or the Republican Party, I can't help but to look at you as being a high level, ignorant, unintelligent, uninformed person. Because like you say, you can't unknow. Once you know the facts, once you have studied and shown yourself approved, this is what real white supremacy is. And those very leaders that you guys have just put all of your stock in, your trust, unwavering trust, and you haven't even made them earn it, and they label and stamp everything white supremacy, but all the while you don't know this right here, what's meant to kill us, and why are these black celebrities and sports people and pundits are pushing this? That's like, nah, you can miss me with that.
Yeah, it's deep.
It's deep.
That you know, it's just so many things to. It's an onion, right?
If
you start unwrapping it, and it's just so many layers to this stuff. That was that video you played. Are we going to talk about the NAACP?
Because we're gonna hit that, and because for the sake of time, let's go ahead, Isaiah, and let's and again, this is the last clip again from Mayafa 21. Check them out for this last clip. But again, for the sake of our show, I titled this "Abortion Leads in Death." So let's roll clip 4.
What would you say is now the number one cause of death in the African American community?
Heart disease.
Oh, HIV, AIDS.
Seems like heart
diabetes, AIDS. Cancer, AIDS.
I'll say heart disease. AIDS.
From what I heard, it's probably AIDS, you know?
Probably heart disease.
These are all logical answers, like reasonable answers to them.
HIV, no. Gang violence.
What if I told you the real answer was abortion?
You see, I'd hit him. He was immediately convicted.
Since 1973, legal abortion has killed more African Americans than AIDS, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and violent crime combined. Every week, more blacks die in American abortion clinics than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. And the largest chain of abortion clinics in the United States is operated by Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. Nah, it's deep.
But we the sellouts?
Nah, it's deep. It's deep. So back to what I wanted to talk about. I've been wanting to get to this point for a while. Because we in the first video show, you know, we talked about it a little bit, but the NAACP, when you hear the NAACP, you think to yourself, oh, man, that's something great. That's always been a positive thing in the black community. But Actually, it's not.
But in the very, like,
in the beginning,
in the very,
of,
oh, very yeah, beginning.
100 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, because we're being quite literal here.
No, 100 years ago.
Like, in the very beginning of
when the NAACP, National Advancement, what is it, National Association of Advancement of Colored People.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, colored people. That's what it's called. It's just hilarious to me that when in the beginning they really wanted to bring, there was really a tremendous amount of effort to bring forth, exposure to the, treatment and the ill treatment of blacks in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And after World War One is when it really blew up, because in the beginning it was a smaller outfit.
Okay.
And W.E.B. Du Bois is who was part of sat on the board, and mm-hmm. there was Jewish members that sat on the board, mm-hmm. and white women and teachers who sat on the board as well to establish the NAACP. So it was more than just black people who established the NAACP.
With that W.E. Du Bois being on the board, that would explain why it so quickly
we can dive into that.
He was a radical socialist.
So
okay.
After the war, they seen the increase in membership to over 100,000 folks. Like, it was hundreds of thousands. And then they had chapters all over the country. But a lot of people don't understand this. The NAACP is some of the things that they support now.
Mm-hmm.
The NAACP has condemned efforts to overturn Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they fight. The NAACP has called.
Yeah, run that back.
NAACP has condemned efforts to overturn Roe versus Wade. The NAACP has called for the protection of reproduction rights through legislation. So on law, okay? The NAACP has called on Congress to codify the rights to privacy and due process protection. The NAACP has called on state governments to protect reproductive rights. The NAACP has opposed legislation that would undermine the right to abortion. The NAACP supports the Women Health Protection Act. And people don't know this. George Soros, this guy has funded so many things. Antifa.
And they're out here saying F Elon Musk.
George Soros, hold on. George Soros has given Planned Parenthood $1 million+ in 2013. When you have somebody who known is connected to eugenicists and known to fund these eugenicist things.
And he was behind rounding up Jews during the Nazis. This man is
look up George Soros if you don't know who he is.
I'm not trying to be mean, but he literally looks like The Walking Dead. Like, I think he's in his 90s.
Yeah, so the thing about it is
he sold out his own people.
When we talk about the enemy Jewish. Within, we talk about the NAACP being a part of this whole system that's actually a destroyer of black folks.
They are leading the charge, and they are a cesspool. So they advocate to everything and that serves as public enemy number one to
bring
black
all
people.
This home, play that last video and see who they are prompting up, the NAACP.
And while we have no illusions about what we are up against in this chapter in our American story.
Y'all leader.
This chapter will be written not simply by whoever occupies the Oval Office, nor by the wealthiest among us.
That suit look retarded. My bad.
Y'all people.
I don't know why she got on a suit with a black. What's happening? This y'all king?
That,
y'all
right.
queen?
This is
this y'all peoples?
So
y'all want me to support this? Y'all.
Come on.
All right, hold on.
Come on, give it to him.
Y'all calling me a sellout? Y'all call people who think like us sellouts? Y'all want me to support the NAACP. Y'all want me to support Kamala Harris. Y'all want me to support these people. And they are targeted specifically to eradicate, to specifically destroy black little babies and black families. Y'all want me to support this and get behind this. Y'all calling me a sellout because I'm telling y'all to use common sense. Follow the money. See where the money is going. I don't have to think like you. You don't have to think like me. But let's talk about who the true sellouts are.
Right.
The true sellouts is your Jesse Jacksons.
And who's
your Al Sharpton?
Who's the real white supremacist?
These are your true sellouts.
You tell us, like,
You want me to support her in that suit?
And they're coming at us.
What y'all want me to vote for, that suit.
Telling
just
us
her right there.
We are supporting the white supremacists when all the while who you guys have voted for, the party, is the literal real white supremacist.
It's crazy, man.
And because they have, and so, but this
it's
is
wild.
The thing, babe. This is the thing. And you know, it's hard, but we have to give credit where credit is due. And because the Democrats, they have been so so masterful and so skillful in marketing and rebranding, and to take something like hate and death and make it luring,
yeah.
make it seductive. I said once when I seen people like yeah. you know my family members and yeah. friends I've been knowing just turn on me as yeah. if I was an enemy in the streets.
Right.
I knew that there
you can't,
was
you can't
yeah.
you can't help these people. Like to that reference, yeah. so it was in 2013 when George Soros Foundation pledged $1 million to the NAACP for their legal defense funds.
So
you guys want to look it up. So this is what's happening. So the NAACP. All these organizations, and if you notice, it's not the National Association or Advancement for Colored People. It's the National, it's the Association Advancement of Liberal Blacks.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And if you think
the
liberal,
black, yeah.
and if you line up with
the black,
I don't know if I'm a girl today or I don't know if I'm a guy today, whatever you think it is, and screaming in the woods, if you line up with all that stuff, and those are the things that you line up with, then call on the NAACP because they'll look out for you. They'll get you a check. Get yourself a check.
Or the green climate. We got people with a 2-year degree
yeah.
from DeVry, and all of a sudden they getting billions of dollars.
And that's even wild. That's another show. If y'all really want to follow the money, that's another show. But if y'all really want,
like
real quick, we can talk about that real quick while we get out of here. What is the DEI?
Yeah,
DEI. What is it?
Diversity,
equity, inclusion.
And inclusion. Yeah.
Black people wasn't even getting no money from the DEI. It was all white women. And black people was six on the list.
You're fighting for something
that you don't even know about.
And going against your own black people for something that don't even benefit black people. The biggest benefactors of DEI were middle-aged white women.
Crazy.
You can't
I just want to say one thing. If I can say my last thing, because, you know, we're going to be called a lot of Uncle Toms after this one and bootlickers.
Well, after these receipts that we provided.
Don't matter.
Kick rocks, and I'm being very nice.
I just want to say something. Just be open. Just try to be open to the idea that you've been lied
that
to.
That you've been lied to.
Be open to the idea that...
And that you've been lying to yourself. That's the bigger
be
one.
Be open to the idea that there is a possibility that there is a monetary... incentive to keep you and keep people fighting and divided.
Yes.
Why?
That's good, babe.
So just be open to the concept that it's okay. When you're met with more or a different perspective or different information, if you're met with more information, it should change your perspective. Like if you were on your way to Florida and you got turned around and I gave you a map and said, I'm sorry, you're heading to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Just turn around.
Right.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You were going in one direction and you've been met with more information. Now you got a map. Just look at the map and you're trying to get to your destination. Just turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Or else if you know the information that's presented to you, you still want to head to New York, then that just makes you
dumb.
Stupid. That's it, man. I can't believe you ain't like my jokes earlier. You're trying to give me all serious.
I was riled up. You caught me in the middle of
my
roundness.
Vibe. That's the whole point. That's why I don't even like doing this show with you.
Give me a joke.
I don't even like doing the show with you.
Give me a joke.
I wrote the show last night. This is how we're supposed to do it.
You are not. You're fibbing.
That's my show.
You're not telling the truth.
I wrote it. That's behind the scenes. What really happened? Mine. Who came up with the name Sophisticated Logic?
You are so extra.
Hey, man, I'm bringing y'all in.
And fib to the people.
Hey, man, I'm just bringing y'all in.
But am I laughing?
No, glory.
Am I laughing? Thank you.
Peace. Peace.
If you want to see more of this content, like, subscribe. And even if you don't like this content, at least comment and share.